The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
The result of the ballot held this evening is that the Parliamentary Party does have confidence in Theresa May as leader of the Conservative Party. The number of votes cast in favour of having confidence in Theresa May was 200, and against was 117.
That was Sir Graham Brady announcing the results of last night's Conservative Party vote of confidence in British Prime Minister Theresa May. You're listening to Market Insight. I'm Michael Swido. May won the vote last night, the biggest threat yet to her leadership, but she had to pay a huge price. She had to pledge to step down as Prime Minister before the next election. This is how May summed up the vote.
This has been a long and challenging day, but at the end of it, I'm pleased to have received the backing of my colleagues in tonight's ballot. Whilst I'm grateful for that support, a significant number of colleagues did cast a vote against me, and I've listened to what they said. Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future for this country. A Brexit that delivers on the vote that people gave, that brings back control of our money, our borders and our laws, that protects jobs, security and the union, that brings the country back together rather than entrenching division. That must start here in Westminster, with politicians on all sides coming together and acting in the national interest.
Based on Tory party rules, May cannot be challenged for another year. This leaves her free to focus again on trying to get the Brexit deal through the UK Parliament, though the numbers still seem to be against her, or negotiating new changes with Europe, though Brussels has indicated it's not open to that either. To get a sense of the market reaction, I made a call to Lukman Otunaga. He's a research analyst at FXTM, and he's lived in the UK since his parents moved there from Nigeria when he was 2 years old.
There was a sort of positive mood in the UK as it removed the element of uncertainty that there would be an abrupt change of leadership at a time where the Brexit negotiations or talks are at such a critical stage. This is why we saw the British pound actually trade higher following the news results. On the other hand, though, this does come as a blow to her authority. It shows that she's losing some power, and it does actually add further uncertainty down the line. This is how I'm seeing things. So she's still in power, and she's safe for one whole year. Markets are now looking at what the next step she's going to take. She's going to Brussels today in an effort to try to renegotiate the Brexit deal, a deal which the European Union have said time upon time that they are not going to change. This is what we're looking at right now.
So let's talk about that market reaction. Yesterday, the FTSE 100 closed up 1%. The pound, as you said, has been rallying a bit as well. Are these just short-term bounces, or is there actually some renewed confidence?
I believe these are short-term bounces. There's an element of uncertainty removed, and it came as a welcome development for markets. But as time goes on and as investors come to the reality that nothing has really changed, Theresa May still has a deal which the majority in Parliament do not like, and a deal which the European Union have said time without time that we're not going to change. So even though we're seeing these short-term bounces, the overall mood remains gloomy, and this is likely to translate to stocks and the pound trading lower in the medium to longer term.
So basically, Theresa May has some more job security, but we are no closer to getting a Brexit deal.
Yes, this is how I'm seeing things right now.
So given that, you mentioned you think the pound is going to drop. How far will it fall? And what is your view on British and European equities?
Looking at the pound US dollar, today it's trading around a 1.26 region. The action is likely to decrease because we're coming near to Christmas. Christmas is just over 2 weeks away. If uncertainty continues to heighten and it looks like the UK may crash out of the European Union without any deal in place, the pound US dollar has the ability to trade back towards the 1.25, 1.24 regions. In terms of European equity markets in the United Kingdom, it's the same story. The impacts of Brexit have already been felt. Business confidence remains low. Investors are very jittery. This risk aversion is likely to encourage investors to keep a safe distance from risky assets, stocks in the UK, and purchase safe haven investments such as gold, yen, and the dollar.
So basically, your advice to investors right now would be stay away from the pound, stay away from European equities. Is that right?
Not really advice. Something I would look at is be diligent or be on high alert until the ultimate deadline in March 2019.
That was FXTM's Lukman Otunaga. The British pound jumped following that vote of confidence in Theresa May and is holding on to its gains, currently trading around 1.266 against the U.S. dollar. The pound is down nearly 13%, though, since the 2016 referendum in favor of Brexit. The Bank of England has also warned that if the UK leaves the EU without a deal, the pound could drop another 25%, dropping below parity with the US dollar. All right, well, let's turn our focus now to the Asian markets. They are rallying for the second day in a row. Yesterday, we were saying that it was pretty much because of some renewed optimism about U.S.-China trade relations, that perhaps there is some light at the end of the tunnel on those trade negotiations. What is your take? Why do you think stocks are rallying today?
I agree with you in that sense that this renewed sense of optimism over easing U.S.-China trade tensions have reduced concerns over decelerating global growth, and has actually prompted investors to rush to risky assets. But this has been a theme that we've seen this year. Trade tensions ease, investors rush back to stocks, trade tensions escalate, investors run away from stocks. I'll continue observing if this rally is actually genuine, because many times we've seen a situation where Donald Trump adopts the good cop approach and everyone's happy. Then a few weeks after, the bad cop comes out and risk aversion intensifies and equity markets crash.
Lukman, I'll tell you a metaphor that I heard someone use recently. I mean, just a moment ago, I talked about a possible light at the end of the tunnel. And this person wrote that if there is a light at the end of the tunnel, watch out because there's a train coming barreling down it. All right, Lukman, another thing that we're seeing is that the Chinese renminbi has been appreciating of late. Not long ago, we were talking about the renminbi hitting 7 against the U.S. dollar, and it's actually been moving in the other direction. I know you've been writing about this topic. Tell me, what is your take right now on the Chinese currency?
Well, looking at the renminbi, it's clear that it's heavily influenced by trade developments. So every time that tensions ease between China and the United States, this naturally boosts appetite for emerging market currencies, and naturally the key benefactor would be the Chinese renminbi. Another thing to keep in mind is the divergence in monetary policy between the Chinese central bank and the Fed. So we're having a situation where the Federal Reserve, or expectations, as you say, are growing over the Federal Reserve actually taking or pause on raising interest rates next year. So the interest rate differentials between both nations seem to be narrowing. And this is another thing that positively impacting the Chinese renminbi.
So the U.S. dollar currently trading around 6.87 against the Chinese renminbi. Do you think we're going to see a renewed depreciation towards 7, perhaps sometime within the next month or two, or at least before these trade negotiations are over? There's that 90-day limit. Or do you see a stronger Chinese currency standing?
The Chinese renminbi has the potential to continue appreciating if this current sentiment holds. If trade tensions continue to ease, earlier today we saw reports of China actually purchasing U.S. soybeans, which is a very good welcome development for financial markets and shows that China wants to find a middle ground on trade with the United States. So if we have more positive news flow and the sentiment continues to improve, the Chinese renminbi has the potential to continue shining against the dollar. However, though, from 2018, from the developments this year, we've seen how highly unpredictable the Trump administration can be. So if Donald Trump goes on Twitter, lashes out on Twitter, changes the rhetoric, or starts to escalate tensions again, this may be bad news for the Chinese currency.
So we've been talking about currencies, and we mentioned that the pound is risky, given everything with Brexit. The Chinese renminbi is appreciating, and you think that could continue to strengthen, but it also is so intricately linked with all these trade negotiations, and there's lots of potential turmoil there. What about the greenback itself? The U.S. dollar is mixed today. What is your take on the U.S. dollar?
when we're looking at the dollar, I'll have to say firstly, it has been an incredibly bullish year for the dollar. A few months back, the major driver behind the dollar's appreciation was the fact that the Fed was expected to raise interest rates 4 times this year and another 3 times in 2018. But we can see a situation where the sentiment is changing. With the dollar still remains the go-to currency in times of uncertainty based on the confidence over the health of the US economy, but I'm seeing a slight change in trajectory. Today, the dollar is mixed. It's mixed because, number one, easing trade tensions have boosted risk sentiment, and of course, when investors are in a mood to target risky assets, of course, they offload the dollar. And at the same time, there have been telling signs of growth in the United States hitting some roadblocks. For example, if we looked at US jobs report last week, heavily disappointed. Higher interest rates in the United States are also impacting the U.S. housing market. So with these telling signs of disappointing data in the States does suggest that probably in 2019 or 2020, as the IMF chief has stated, that the growth could take a hit.
Given all that, though, do you still think that the dollar is king?
The dollar was king in 2018. But in 2019, the dollar could be booted off its throne based on the fact that markets do not expect the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates as much as expected anymore. And number two, the threat of growth in the United States decelerating is likely to encourage investors to scatter away from the dollar to another more safer currency.
Like what? If you don't invest in the dollar, what would it be?
Investors may rush to the yen. If not the yen, gold. Gold could have the ability to shine next year.
All right, so gold could have the ability to shine. Japanese yen, always a good safe haven. Before I let you go, let me just ask you one thing about U.S. data, since we've been talking about the dollar and interest rates. U.S. inflation data came out last night, consumer prices. Core inflation rose 0.2% for the month, putting it at 2.2% for the year, which is basically right at that sweet spot that the Fed has been targeting. So what do you think this is going to mean for U.S. interest rates going forward?
Yes, it's actually had a sweet spot, but interestingly, the dollar did depreciate following the report because it was stagnant. The fact that inflation is where it is suggests that the Fed is likely going to take a pause in raising interest rates next year. And based on this notion, this adds to the thesis of why the dollar is likely to be booted off its throne in 2019.
All right, Lukman, thanks so much for taking the time to chat. We've been speaking with Lukman Otunaga. He's a research analyst at FXTM.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.